welcome to Shut Up Bentley. My name is Samantha Bentley and I am your host for today. And today I am joined by the gorgeous Aidan Ashley. Say hello, Aidan.
Hello.
Basically, today we are going to learn about threesome etiquette, which is something that a lot of girls lack.
I think most girls lack that.
So we have been discussing this in depth over the last couple of days. And we're going to point out things that girls do in threesomes that you just shouldn't do, basically.
So you're going to do the do's and the don'ts?
The do's and the don'ts.
Okay.
So I guess we'll start with if you're having a threesome with a couple.
To have a proper threesome.
Yeah, how to have a proper threesome. So I guess when you're having a threesome with a couple, so you're the third person, and you have to remember that you are the toy of that couple for the time being. And actually, I prefer having a threesome with a couple than having a threesome with my boyfriend and another girl. What do you think?
Yeah, probably, because it's just more fun. Or
there's no emotional attachment.
Not even a threesome with a couple, or just like a threesome with three random people. Yeah. Or a threesome with like that, because yeah, then like if the girl in the couple knows threesome etiquette, then it's great. But sometimes like in the middle, if you're having a threesome with a couple, I'm sure this has happened to you also, the girl gets like kind of weird in the middle of it, and she's all like meh, and she like kind of gets like all like pissed off, and starts stomping around the room, and you're in the middle of getting fucked and about to have an orgasm, and you're like, okay, your girlfriend's really pissed off, but I'm about to come, so I don't really care. And then there's this huge fight,
and then it's really awkward. And I mean, I've been the girlfriend in a threesome, and I've been the girlfriend having a strop in a threesome, and I've also been the kind of the third person in a threesome where I felt guilty because I'm enjoying it and the girlfriend isn't. And one of the things that I think we discussed was that when you have a threesome for the girl, it has to be all about the girl. It has to be about the girls. Because if you're like the cock hogger in a threesome, you're a fucking dick.
The cock hogger.
But do you know what I mean?
Yes. No, completely. You cannot be a cock hogger in a threesome at all. And if you're going to have a threesome and a girl, you actually have to be into girls.
Yes.
And if you're not into girls, have a threesome with two dudes.
Like, exactly.
Okay, because there's going to be a time when you're going to be there in that room and be expected to lick some pussy. And if you're not going to lick some pussy, then get the fuck out of the room.
Don't be the chick that's sitting there on the edge of the bed waiting to get fucked. Like, watch or enjoy or like make out with the girl.
This isn't like this isn't the deli. You don't take a ticket and wait for your turn.
Also, you have to think about the fact that for the guy, like, this might be his dream come true, but it's also a lot of work. Like, fucking two girls, like, if you're going to be, if both girls are going to be demanding, they don't want to do anything with each other, they just want to get fucked. So you've got two girls lying on their back expecting this poor dude to just go between them.
Oh my God.
Do you know what I mean?
Exact quote. I am so tired because I've had to have a threesome last night with two girls who actually want to be fucked. Okay.
Direct quote.
Would you say then with the couples that it's important if you're that toy that it's your job? Is it your job then to satisfy them both?
What do you guys always focus on? The girl. Okay. Because for the guy, it's nice to kind of, he takes a little break. He can watch his girlfriend kind of get her pussy licked. He can get off on that. And for the girl, it's nice because I'm giving her attention, not her boyfriend. So she's like, oh yeah, I'm turning my boyfriend on. And she's obviously interested in me, not fucking my boyfriend. And I think there is, because I've been the girlfriend in a threesome as well, like there's always that thing in the back of your mind, like, does he like her better than me?
Right.
And whether you want to think that or not, you're a girl. That's just the way that we think.
Right.
So I guess we should talk about the unicorn.
Oh, goodness.
What is the unicorn?
The unicorn is the legendary threesome.
So much trouble.
The unicorn is the legendary threesome that doesn't
happen.
it just doesn't happen. And when it does, you're just like, holy fucking shit.
It's magical. It's a figment of your imagination that's this magical creature that everyone talks about, but the
very
unicorn
few people
threesome
experience.
Actually never exists.
Okay. The unicorn threesome is when it's three people and they're all really hot.
Because there's always an ugly person in threesome. We always touch on that also.
There's always one ugly person. So the unicorn is three super hot people.
Okay.
They're all equally into each other.
Okay.
The girls want to fuck each other. The girls want to fuck the guy. The guy wants to fuck both of the girls. So when, you know, when the guy's fucking one of the girl's either watching and getting off on it or like licking the other girl's pussy or like
and everyone's
something.
Good at sex and doesn't just stand there awkwardly and like poke at things.
There's no awkward moments. Like it's just fun. It flows. And then afterwards, there's no awkwardness. It's like a high five all around. Yeah, we fucking did it. We had sex. It was awesome. And basically, that threesome is very rare.
Have you ever had one?
Yes.
Recently?
Maybe. I mean,
look at you getting bright red.
I know. You look guilty.
You're pretty much the color of the electrical tape holding your mic.
Maybe it was a figment of my imagination.
Was you dreaming it?
Maybe.
Was it drug induced? Okay. Well, Aiden, did you have anything to do with this? Was this evil?
No.
Was it evil time?
We both had like the exact same dream one night.
Oh, is that what it was? It was identical dream. I've heard that's happened before.
It's true.
Yeah.
It was a really good dream.
Good. It was such a good dream.
Good.
So
you've never had the unicorn?
I have had the unicorn.
Have you
I
had the unicorn?
A couple. Yeah.
I think I've had the unicorn maybe 3 times.
That's about it. Yeah.
I've had it 3 times, I'd say.
No, I have had it 3 times, exactly, because I can remember exactly which girls it was.
I can as well. I've had it 3 times.
Okay.
Yes, but, yeah, that is true. Yeah. And then after, I'm like, all right, bye.
And the thing is about the threesome is you can leave the room, and you don't think, oh, shit, does he hate me? Or, oh, my God, does she hate me? Oh, my God, it's awkward, blah, blah, blah. You can, like...
You just leave the room with a smile on your face.
You just leave the room and you're like, fuck yeah.
And everyone's like
sex.
High-fiving, like, oh, that's how much you yeah, and it's the like bar you, on her way out to the car.
And you can, like... Text them both the same the next day and be like, you guys are fucking sweet. Like, you guys rule.
Right.
And then that's it. Like, it's that. There's no awkwardness. There's no weirdness. There's no people trying to get weird afterwards. It's just fucking cool.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
that's the unicorn.
Yeah. In 2 of those occasions, I actually don't think I even saw the guy again.
There's some hell of a unicorn.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, so I have another dumb question is when did you have your first ones?
My first ever threesome.
Yeah.
I lost my virginity in a threesome.
Did you really?
Yeah. I lost my virginity in a threesome to the guitarist of a band.
Wow. What a shock.
And it was me and my friend, and we were in a dressing room in Coventry in England, and he bent both of us over the couch, and we were both virgins, and he fucked both of us.
Wow.
That's how it was.
Did he know you were both virgins while he was about to fuck you?
He knew we were both virgins after.
And what about you, Aiden? When was your first?
My first threesome? I mean, when I was like younger in high school and stuff, we would have like make out party threesomes and whatever, but not like real ones.
Probably, I'm talking about the real thing.
Probably like when I was
in college?
18 or 19? 19?
In college?
Well, in college, the thing was I liked girls a lot more than guys. So okay. I would have like 5 girls over for like orgies in my dorm room, but there would be no penis.
This is like the guy.
Yeah, so.
Back home, this is like everyone's dream. They're like, oh my God, this actually happens.
Oh, it
Holy
does.
Shit. So as we were saying, like, aside from the unicorn, usually when you have a threesome.
Also, the problem with the unicorn with the threesome, we forgot to touch on, is the guy's ability to fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because unless you have a guy who can actually fuck, like, basically twice as well as the normal man.
Yeah, and if you think about it, you
can't do it.
Fuck 2 girls. 2 girls. And, I mean, it's got to be draining on them, like, you know.
I mean, basically, you can't just be a guy fucking for, like, 5 minutes and then go sit in the corner and be like, Okay, I'm tired.
So you need a professional
in. 2 minutes.
Oh yeah, you have to have a professional guy because you can't come unless you tell them that they're allowed to come. At a certain point, be like, all right, I think we both have came enough. You can come now.
Or unless you can pop a few times over.
Yeah. You need
that
to, like, you need it sounds like you just need a real good professional, a guy who can go for an hour.
Yeah. Or more. The other thing.
A bottle of Viagra, maybe.
No. No Viagra, but
champagne.
So, a champagne shower. So we were touching on the fact that usually in threesomes there's always one ugly person, It's because sometimes you just want to have a threesome. You just pull in any random. I mean, I'm sure you've had threesomes with ugly girls. I definitely.
But I
have.
Think you'd wouldn't it be better to have an ugly guy. I mean,
why would you want that?
You can handle an ugly girl, but you still want the guy to be the best looking part?
I want a hot guy.
Okay, I think like we're talking, I think in her, in my head, we're thinking mostly about our own personal experiences,
yeah,
which involve usually one
ugly
guy that happens to be a musician in a band.
Yeah.
Is usually Sam's my style.
That's our style. You know? That's our vibe.
So usually they're the hottest ones.
That's also, I mean, a lot.
And then the girl's kind of like the girl that you pick up at the merch booth.
Yeah. Exactly.
And that's also the problem.
The other thing about some guys in bands are all talk, where they'll be like, I want to have a threesome, blah, blah, like, think they're a big man. And then when it comes down to it, they just pussy out.
Oh, yes. They're like,
oh, what are they? Like, all of a sudden they just say, oh, shoot, I'm late for sound check. I got to go.
Just don't reply.
No, basically there's a lot of guys that in their head, they're like, I want to have a threesome. I want to be the big man on campus. Like, I'm going to tell everyone.
And then two porn stars hit them up and they're like, yo, what's up?
And then his little dick goes back up into his stomach. He's
and
like,
reverts into a belly button and decides that actually,
I am a pussy and I do not have a penis anymore and I cannot come over and handle you two girls at the same time. Oh, wait, my dick is small.
Oh, my God.
Have you ever been with the guy and the girl and all of a sudden you started this three-way and you realize you're disappointed in one of them and you just go, all right, fuck this, I'm going
to
focus on...
Oh, yeah. So many times.
Have you ever actually got to the point, because I've done this before, I've actually got to the point where in the middle of the threesome, the girl was so atrocious and it wasn't like I was being the girl being like, oh, I'm getting all like butt hurt, whatever. I actually was like, this is so horrible. It's not worth my time. I'm going to go make a drink in the kitchen, up and leave and then go drink in the kitchen and like wait for like,
them to finish. Are we done? Okay.
It's that boring.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah,
I would rather drink than watch this.
I've been in that situation so many times. And I've also been in the situation where like I've got up and I've left the room and I've texted my boyfriend from the other room being like, should we bail?
I've done that too. There's this one situation where with my boyfriend at the time, we were having a threesome with, it was really bad because at the time it was my best friend who was a girl and she was like really into girls. She's bisexual, whatever, but it was her first threesome.
Yeah.
But it was really bad because in the middle of it, she was a civilian and it was atrocious.
Civilian?
Like she wasn't a porn star. She wasn't
in a band.
She wasn't in a band. She wasn't a porn star. She was basically boring at sex. So in the middle, I'm just like, okay, whatever. And then after we got done, I was like, all right, let's hurry this up. Like basically I was texting him being like, come on, let's get this show on the road. Get her off really quick so we can get her out. And then after, he said it was the rudest thing I've ever done. I go to her, I go, so I made you a bed on the couch downstairs. Would you like me to take you there? And I actually kicked her out of the room and like put her on the couch downstairs because
holy
I was like, you're
shit.
So bad.
That's, well, I think the first time I had a threesome with one of my boyfriends and I brought a girl over and we fucked her. And then like after we were done, he was kind of like, should I call you a cab then? I mean, I've done that quite a few times. And I think like, I mean, I've been the girl where like I've had a threesome with a couple and afterwards I've actually been like, okay, it was really nice hanging out with you guys. I'm going to go now because I don't want to be the girl that hangs around afterwards when it's a couple.
Yeah, it's also kind of a proper thing to do if it's a couple. I mean, if you're in a certain situation, maybe stay, but like they're not looking to get breakfast with you in the morning.
Yeah.
Exactly. Have you ever had a three-way on a tour bus?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, come on. Like, look, who are you asking these questions to?
And my
which one hasn't been on a tour bus?
Yeah, my boyfriend, I remember, filmed me eating out this girl on the back lounge of the bus and then showed the video to the rest of the band. And then I had to deal with that, like, every time I saw them afterwards. And, like, the road manager and everything. And I was like, lol. So on that note, tour bus threesomes, we're gonna wrap this shit up. So guys, if you have any questions at all that you want me to answer on podcast shows or you want Aiden to answer, then you can email us via our websites, which are badbentley.com and
evilaiden.com,
or you can tweet us at bad_bentley and
Aiden Ashley.
So thank you very much, guys. My name is Samantha Bentley. Peace the fuck out.